The Girl Who Saved the King of Sweden by Jonas Jonasson. Translated by Rachel Wilson Broyles. Read by Peter Kenny. The statistical probability that an illiterate in 1970s Soweto will grow up and one day find herself confined in a potato truck with the Swedish King and Prime Minister is 1 in 45,766,212,810. According to the calculations of the aforementioned illiterate herself. Part 1. The difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits. Unknown. Chapter 1. On a Girl in a Shack and the Man Who Posthumously Helped Her Escape It. In some ways, they were lucky, the latrine emptiers in South Africa's largest shantytown. After all, they had both a job and a roof over their heads. On the other hand, from a statistical perspective, they had no future. Most of them would die young of tuberculosis, pneumonia, diarrhea, pills, alcohol, or a combination of these. One or two of them might get to experience his 50th birthday. The manager of one of the latrine offices in Soweto was one example, but he was both sickly and worn out. He'd started washing down far too many painkillers with far too many beers far too early in the day. As a result, he happened to lash out at a representative of the City of Johannesburg Sanitation Department who had been dispatched to the office. A Kaffir who didn't know his place. The incident was reported all the way up to the unit director in Johannesburg, who announced the next day, during the morning coffee break with his colleagues,